Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
November was the worst month on record for hospital overcrowding. More than 560 children were forced to wait on trolleys for a bed. And figures released by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation show that University Hospital Limerick was the most overcrowded hospital, with almost 1,600 people waiting for a bed after they had been admitted to hospital. Dr Yvonne Williams is a GP in Shannon. She joins me on the line. Yvonne, thanks very much for joining us today. I know you're busy in your surgery, so we won't keep you long. UHL, though, that's normally where you would refer patients, is it not, if they needed to go to the emergency department?
Yes, UHL provides cover for County Clare, parts of Tipperary and all of Limerick. So since we lost our emergency departments in St John's and Nina and Ennis, going back probably over 10 years ago now, this is our sole public emergency department for the Midwest.
So what's happening there?
So what we've seen, I suppose, just gradually over the last 10 years, the situation has gotten worse. Our population is getting older. We have, you know, a rising population, and then we have just simply not enough staff and also not enough beds in the hospital. So it's incredibly stressful for patients and their families when they do have to go in, but equally for the healthcare workers in there who are, you know, overworked, completely overwhelmed with the workload, and probably, you know, at risk of burnout and their own health at risk. The conditions are just really intolerable.
So what are your patients telling you about Limerick when they go there and before they go there?
So I suppose that those are the groups that are affected. You have the staff working there, you have the people who are actually gone in, but then you have this other group who are in the community who actually need treatment, you know, through an emergency department, and quite often they refuse to go. So they delay coming to see me because they know I'll want to send them in if they're quite ill. They'll also refuse to go quite often, and they will try. Sometimes they'll rock up to the public hospital in Ennis, where there's a local injuries unit, to see is there any chance of getting treated there, even though it's not something suitable for local injuries. They will often travel to Galway. Some of my patients will go to Cork, and some will actually choose to access a private emergency department, you know, perhaps up in Dublin, mm-hmm. rather than putting themselves through the system here.
Are some delaying going for treatment?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be unusual for us to hear from a patient in their 70s or 80s that they would rather take their chances at home with a potential heart attack or a potential stroke. They've been in there before, they've spent a night or two or a day or two on a chair, on a trolley, and they simply wouldn't go through it again. And they have the support of their families sometimes in making that decision. They decide to stay at home.
And what are you seeing in terms of sickness now? What's driving these high numbers?
Well, I suppose traditionally in the winter months, when you have what might be a normal cough and cold to somebody in good health, those patients who have underlying conditions, either older patients or people who would have been ex-smokers with COPD, emphysema, bronchitis, people with heart failure, they're much more at risk of getting quite sick. But I think the reality is, you know, we simply don't have enough staff, medical staff in the country, in the hospitals, in GP, and we don't have any cohesive plan from the government to recruit the numbers that we need just to catch up and for the future, you know, for the planning for the next 5-10 years.
We've heard a lot about RSV in children, really young children, and I think the figure that will really resonate with people is the 563 children on trolleys. You know, once the staff in the hospital have decided that that child needs to be admitted, there's no bed for them.
Yeah, and you can't, I mean, if you're a nurse or a doctor in an emergency department, your job is to, you know, assess people and decide, can they go home? Can they be treated there and sent home? Or do they need to be admitted under, you know, whatever type of specialty it is? You don't have the staffing or the space to be looking after people who are essentially inpatients. They might still be in the emergency department on a trolley or in a ward on a trolley, but you just simply don't have the staff and the time to do it. So everybody's care is suffering. You know, people can't split themselves into three. Mm-hmm. So there's a lowering of the standard of care, despite the best efforts of the nurses and doctors in the hospital.
We hear a lot about people being, all of are being exposed to viruses and illnesses that we hadn't been exposed to for over 2 years. But if you're a child, that's particularly difficult for you because you will have had no opportunity to resist these bugs over the course of your short little life.
Yeah, and I mean, we're seeing that a lot, and I'm hearing that from other parents as well, that, you know, the infections that children are getting this year seem to be taking a lot more out of them. You know, coughs are lasting longer, they seem to be getting more head colds, more sore throats, and I think that is because everybody was wearing masks and so careful with their hand hygiene, and younger kids were at home. You know, they missed out on a year or two of normal preschool, normal school. So it's probably necessary that they have to be exposed to these to build up their system, but they're getting a lot of exposure in a short space of time in the coming winter months.
Mm-hmm. The INMO then have said that in the most extreme cases, patients have waited up to 4 days for a bed, and some nurses have described it as possibly the worst crisis our public hospitals have ever seen. Would you agree with that from your perspective on this, from the GP's point of view?
Absolutely. And I mean, from talking to my friends, people are exhausted and we can't see a light at the end of the tunnel. I think that's probably the hardest bit for those nurses and for doctors, is that it's just hard to see how it's going to be fixed and who has the willpower and the motivation to fix it, because we're not hearing any plan. That, you know, there is aspirational plans for everybody to free care. But until we can give decent quality care, I think, you know, we need to sort that problem out first, or at least at the same time. And we need somebody to take responsibility for it and take control of it.
Yvonne, thank you very much for joining us. We'll let you get back to your surgery
there.
That's Dr. Yvonne Williams, a GP based in Shannon and a regular on our programme. We're going to be talking about that Sean Quinn documentary series next.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.